Hey guys, it's Autumn Rain with Beyond the Record, and today I have Jersey rapper Hez here with me today. How are you doing today, Hez?
I'm great, man. I woke up another day. I'm feeling good.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know that you do a lot of things, so we're going to try to get into that throughout this whole interview today. But I just want to know what prompted you to start music? Like, what was your thing? Like, hey, like this is what I want to go into.
So it's funny because there's so many journeys and avenues I can go with. But I'm gonna start with saying I've always had the gift of music since I was like five. I started playing drums, playing drums in church, and originally I wanted to be a basketball player. I wanted to be in the NBA. Like we call them hoop dreams. So it was like my junior year of high school. I was like, you know what? I ain't getting no taller, and I'm not making the NBA. So what could I do that's gonna make me a lot of money that comes with ease? But I just love doing it, and I'm saying love doing it without, because people get it misconstrued. When you say love doing it, I ain't saying like the days is happy. I'm talking about days I don't feel like doing it. I still would do it. Originally, it was acting. I went to school for acting, and then like I would have professors, I would have advisors telling me like, listen, that music thing is for you, and people around me be telling me, and I always knew I had a thing for it, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna develop the courage, the confidence to really do it. Cause a lot of times it's like, oh, I want to make music, but what if I don't like how I sound? What if I don't? And it's like, once you get over that, it's like, you know what? Yeah, I think I could do it. So I could say five. I'm gonna say the answer since like 5 years old. I'm sure like every artist in the world, like, yeah, I've been since I came out the womb, I was humming, like kind of. But I do have stories from my grandma and my mom's telling me like at 6 months you were humming. And I'm like, nah, you playing. They're like, no. Like, since a kid, you just been doing it. It's always been embedded in you. I got musicians in my family. So I've been doing this since like a young age.
All right. That makes sense. That makes sense. And like you said, like a lot of artists, they just like always knew that they wanted to pursue music. So I still think that's still cool just to know at like an age where you can't even talk yet, you already know what you want to do. So
Right.
that's nice. Who were some like artists that you grew up listening to?
Oh my goodness. Oof. I don't want to keep you here all day. So let me put you down. On inspiration, my favorite artist of all time is Michael Jackson. There ain't no, I like,
I can see that.
I grew up listening to like Mary J. Blige, on the gospel side, Fred Hammond, Kirk Franklin. And the hip hop side, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Nas, it's, oh my goodness, it's, the list could be like endless. Like, but growing up, I listened to specific genres. Like, I grew up with the gospel, hip hop, R&B, 90s hip hop, 90s R&B, 90s, like gospel, and then shifting over into that early 2000s. So like just that era of music. I don't want to give like a whole list of artists because then you'll be like, all right, we get it now. But definitely just having just different inspirations throughout the genres.
Nice, nice. And I can definitely like hear that within your music as well. So we're just gonna honestly just pivot into that, like your new Project S. So I really like the title. What was it inspired from?
Everybody always tells me, they're like, hey, you got this thing about you. You got this, I don't know what to call it. Like, you don't sound like anybody I've heard before, but it feels familiar, but it doesn't. You got this. And I was like, it's like an esque, right? And they're like, yeah. So that's like literally how the title came in to be. I was sitting with my team. Shout out to my team, Static and Lil Wi-Fi Productions. I was sitting with my team and we were like, let's call it esque, but we need something in front of it. And then it was like, playing off the Project X. It was a movie years ago out about people just having a great time going wild and stuff like that. And just kind of basing it like off that, and a lot of people like something you can't put your hand on, but you kind of understand what it is, but you don't understand, but you're intrigued. So like having that esque, it just was it was a simple way to for me to explain things I can't.
Okay. That's interesting. That's really cool. I remember Project X, like I think it was it like a movie or right, okay. It was a movie. And I remember that like when I was in high school or something, someone had like a Project like X party too. So yeah, for sure. Okay. That's really dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
So I wanted to call out a full, like a couple records like from your project. So I want to start off with the intro, which is
Okay.
Scheming, and I really like the production on this track. So I wanted to know like how that all came about.
So Stop Scheming originally was supposed to be just it had three verses on it actually. People don't know that because everybody's like, man, you should have made the song longer. It had three verses, but as I was making it, originally I made it just for a video, for a visual. But you know, as I was recording it, people were like, man, I really like this record. And it was just based upon just, you know, valuing myself. You know, I know my value, you know what I mean? But I want other people to respect it. So a lot of times, like I have this phrase is Hezzy, don't let the baby face fool you. Cause I mean they think they're like 17. Guys, I'm definitely over 21. And I'm sure you know being a young black entrepreneur, like us being young, sometimes that can be taken advantage of, right? Of all different kinds of ways of life. And then sometimes it's just not even just us being young. You fight and claw for everything you work for. So I just wanted people just to appreciate like just good, like good talent, good quality. And I feel like I know I bring that. And a lot of times people overlook it or, yeah, I saw it, but did you really see it? Like I like how you asked the question. You actually knew what record people would tell me they listen, but did you really listen? So Stop Scheming is just like a bold statement to say, yo, I'm here. I need you to listen and I need you to really like understand what I'm saying. Don't just listen to me, but understand me.
Wow, I'm so happy that I asked you that question about that song. I really liked the like infusion of like R&B and hip hop on that track as well, especially like in the beginning, because I was like, oh, like I don't know what this is gonna be like, you know, like what sound I was gonna get when I heard it. So it was like really interesting like to hear that as well. So that's really, really dope. I love that.
Appreciate that.
Of course, absolutely. The other track I wanted to call out was Shooting for the Stars. And you kind of talk about like leveling up, obtaining like legendary status. So what does success look like to you?
Success is always to me a perspective, right? And it's all subjective, right? To me, success is me being a household name as an entertainer, not just an artist, just an entertainer, and having consistent, stable income that I can provide for not only my business, not only for my craft, but just for my like livelihood. So in that song, Shooting for the Stars, I'm just basically saying, listen, I'm just trying to do what you, make music, tour the world, and do that all day long. That's all I really want to do for real. And I want to be able to enlighten people with positivity and just entertainment. I do have certain records where I talk about certain topics as far as like hardship and going through things. I'm not gonna say every song is jolly and we dancing, but it's still provoking an emotion. And that's what all I want to do as an entertainer. But switching it into Shooting for the Stars, I just want like exactly what you said. I just want to level up. I just want to keep shout out to Sierra, right? Level up. Want to make sure that I, you know, I just like what I said about Stop Scheming, it just make that statement of like, yo, we out here. And ironically with Shooting for the Stars, I wasn't even gonna put it on the project. Because at first I was like, ah, you know, I like the song. And I perform it with my dancers. Shout out to my team again. I got like dancers, I got a DJ. So when I perform it, it's live. People love it. But I was like, yo, ironically, are they gonna really intake? And then my engineer was like, listen, man, just trust it, put it on the project. And now we're here. Now we're talking about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And before I get to like my third track I want to call out from you, I know that you said that you like to invoke emotion like from your fans and stuff like that while they listen to your music and everything. So is what part of like that before you get into the booth, like that writing process, that production process, what part does that feel like a therapeutic like session to you? Like does it help you, you know, write down your emotions?
I'm gonna be honest, I hate to give you this answer, but I'm gonna say all of it. It used to be a time where like I would have a specific part of just making music in general, but the whole process from it, me sitting with it, God sending it to me premeditating on it, me because each song is different. You know what I'm saying? Some songs you just know right away, some songs you could sit there for hours and be like, all right, I gotta come back to it tomorrow. So I would say it's all therapeutic because every process is different. And I think like when it comes to you naturally, of course it feels good. You know, that's the dopamine part of it, right? But then the time struggling on it, or it may be like maybe this word is not hitting, or maybe this lyric is not hitting, or maybe the note is not going the way I like. I also think that's therapeutic too because it's showing perseverance. You know what I'm saying? Showing like you could push through. So I feel like just in general, I'm gonna have to just say the process. And I hate when I give answers like this because it's kind of like, really, you're just gonna say all of it? But it really that's how I feel.
No, I know, I get that. I think there's certain things that, like as artists, like that we like to do that is just all of it, just like the making of it just feels good to you, which is why you do it. So I know, I get that. I totally get that answer. That's not a bad answer. Yeah, of course, yeah. So on your, I want to talk about your my, one of my favorite tracks on the project, which is Taking Off, which is your last track. And it talks about like you kind of be counting out your be oh, sorry, let me start that over. Okay. So on your last track, Taking Off, which is one of my favorite from your project, you talk about being counted out, and what ways has that, shaped your artistic journey?
It's very simple, exactly what you said. The minute I feel overlooked, I don't feel like a person that needs to be negative. I don't feel like a person I need to talk about people. Okay, now I'm music. I'm gonna try to make this music. Now I'm gonna try. Most likely, I'm gonna have it in my spirit to make it undeniable. I'm glad that you actually like that song. That's your favorite because I've been hearing that a lot. That's a lot of people's favorite, which is great. And that's exactly what that spirit just entails of that song. It's just like that. Okay, you want to overlook me? Now I'm gonna put something in your face that you can't even overlook. You can't overlook this song. It's so in your face. It's so rugged, but at the same time, it's just so real and authentic. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I love about the record of Taking Off is like it can transcend. So it's kind of like all the music on the project that's kind of like an older version of what I was. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like I want it taking off to be that message of like this is a new version, this is a new era, we're coming into a new light again. Like I said, I got a baby face, so now I can make more mature music because you understand where I'm coming from. And also I don't want it to be awkward, like why are you singing? Oh, you heard me singing and taking off though a little bit.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly. Do you
so
think, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
no, go ahead, my bad, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. No, I was gonna talk about that too, like talking about how you like you meshing like R&B elements and like hip hop elements into your music as well. Like, is there a part that you like more than the other, like rapping or singing, if you had to choose one? Or you can't. It's
It would depend on the day. I'm not gonna lie. I'm moody when it comes to that.
okay.
Because there's certain songs, like even that song that's not even released, or the other day I wrote a song where I was just singing and I had like shared it with my creative director and she was like, oh my goodness, wait until they hear your whole R&B side. People just know you rap, but when they hear you sing, oh my goodness. But then there's days where I'm locked in, I'm rapping, like, nah, I don't even want to hit a note. I want people to hear these bars or hear these lines. And it's just feeling like, and I love that God has given me that gift to be able to do both because some people can't, you know what I'm saying? So it's really, really dependent on the day because I could be moody where I'm like, you know, I'm really feeling like singing today. And then there's days where I just want to rap all day. And then there's times where I just want to be melodic, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like the combination of both, where you I hit those bars and hit those lines, but at the same time, I could kind of give that melodic singing feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's like one of my favorite, personal favorite, like subgenres of like R&B and hip hop is like melodic rap. Well, I guess it was hip hop. Yeah. So, because it takes a lot of talent. I feel like that's why like the success that Drake has had doing that is because of that. Like he just now he's like the first person artist to do it, but like of this generation, like he is that guy.
Funny you said that.
Everyone.
Yeah, and that's funny you actually said that because like when you asked me my inspirations, Drake definitely came up. Like Drake is another one. Lauryn Hill, like people who do that can do the crossover, Lauryn Hill, T-Pain, Tory Lanez. There's a lot of artists that's able to do both. And I'm able to like study and go, okay, that was smart. Oh, I can see the way you did that. And just genuinely, I'm a fan of music, right? I'm a fan first before I even knew I wanted to be a musician or do anything. You had to like music, right? I used to have a principal that used to say, if you don't like music, you have no soul. And I used to laugh, but now getting older and doing music is like he's kind of right though, like because it brings that element. Sometimes music can say things that life or you just can't say, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm like so big like on lyrics too, because it's just like when it the sound like the song can sound pretty, But then it's just like there's no substance to it. I'm just like, I can't. Unless I'm just like in the mood where I like honestly, I really do like funny songs, like stuff like, for example, like a Ice Spice would say, right? Like that's funny. Like when she raps is like funny to me because like the topics are just like about her looking good. And I'm like, okay, like girl, I feel you know what I'm saying? Like
In a fart, yeah, right.
exactly. Like sometimes you're in that mood, but like when you're sometimes is other times you're like, okay, I actually want to hear something. I want to get something from this. And I think a lot of times like music is used as therapy because of that. So yeah.
Absolutely.
And since I want to ask as well, like since Project Esque is a solo effort, like would you, if you had to pick any artists to jump on a track, which one would it be and which artist would you choose?
If I had any artist to jump on the track, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna say right now in my career, I'm pretty sure this is gonna change. I'm gonna say no one right now. And the only reason why I say no one is because I'm in a season of just making my own sound, my own lane, and I'm trying to get it to the masses as best as possible. And prayfully and hopefully, when I get to a status, there are certain people I do want to work with. And it's not just artists, it's like producers. Like, I want to work with like Swiss Beatz, I want to work with Timbaland, I want to work with Pharrell. So that's just the producer side. Now, on the songwriting side, I want to work with Neo, I want to work with Babyface if he's still willing to still work. The artist side, there are like some artists, like, of course, everybody who wouldn't want a Beyonce or a Drake or a Chris Brown, like, who wouldn't want them people on your song, right? But at the same time, I'm at a place where I want to establish myself first. So when I do come across these names I listed on different categories and calibers of music, that it feels like a joint effort, like a joint collab. It doesn't feel like, I'm on their song or they're on my song and now it's their song. It feels like, yo, this is, we did this, you know what I'm saying? So right now, I'm gonna say no one, but I'm sure throughout my career is gonna change. I could see myself. I go, and for me, the range is so wide. You know what I'm saying? I can see myself calling Taylor Swift at that, and also calling Wiz Khalifa. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you just never know. Like, and those are two different worlds, but you know what I'm saying?
And sometimes like those collabs like make really great songs as well. So I think what like Kendrick was on, I think Bad Blood by Taylor
Yes,
Swift,
he
you
was. He
know, like so it's
was.
like you never know, like oh, and like for example, like I'm crazy not to even think about this, but like Kendrick and SZA, like they are such good partners together. It's insane. Like they need
At 30.
right. Yes, they need a project together. Like I would eat that up. Like I would be so happy for that.
Yes. And I want to say this too. So the second part to your question now. Now, I am grateful for the artists I had collab with thus far, like the independent artists that's on the scene. Like, you got Carter. I did some tracks with Paparazzi Poppy, Flocko, Angel Blue, Shirls, Young Zala, Dilemma on the beat. I'm just misnaming people. Poet G. And the reason why I shout their names out, because they're just like me, you know what I'm saying? We all independent artists. And I think a lot of times, because we know the names and because we know the accolades of these artists, of course you want them on your track because you grew up liking them and loving them, correct? But also, being in the same pool of people that's just doing it just like you, that gives me just as much like satisfaction too. You know what I'm saying? Serious, like, I take it serious and you like, you're damn good. Like, I'm damn good. Let's make this. So I think, like, I still will want to like do it with the artists I'm doing it with now. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times I got good chemistry with most of the artists I've done collabs with. Because I don't do it with many. Because I'm so like, again, I want to get my stuff off and do what I need to do for, what I'm saying for my sound. But I have no problem with collabing with others. People send me stuff all the time. Sometimes I have to tell them, like, listen, I got to do this or I got another feature I got to get to. But I definitely got you. But I like to make sure that it's just like a healthy, balance with the chemistry, you know what I'm saying, with the song, or even if there's no chemistry, at least make it make sense, you know what I'm saying?
And I respect that too, because I think with a lot of like independent artists too, I really do enjoy projects that are solely them because you get to learn them as an artist and then you see them like blow up and like do big things and it's really cool. But like having that like first couple of projects where it's just you on the track and people get to know your voice and your sound and like how, oh, okay, I can see has with so and so or so, you know what I'm saying? Like I think like let the fans do that and be like get y'all together to do that. But without knowing someone's sound and you're always like collabing with someone, it kind of like diminishes almost your own artistic ability as well. So I definitely respect that for sure.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Which track of yours is your favorite on the project?
I love them all because us artists, we always say that. So I'm definitely gonna say they all my babies. I can't choose between. But I'm gonna say right now, taking off. I'm gonna agree with you with the taking off. As day stop scheming sneak up on me. As day subconscious, I'll put on repeat. But I will say taking off because it could hit if I'm working out. It could hit like right before I'm going to bed. Sometimes it could get me going in the morning. So it just depends on like what it is, but I do love taking off because it got that energy. And ironically, sometimes it gets me prepped for, even though I'm about to perform it'll get me prepped to perform, you know?
I know you have a really big like stage presence. I haven't seen you yet, but like I've seen like videos and stuff like that. So, do you have like a certain like mantra you do before any of your performances, or are you kind of just like go into it?
I definitely prep. I feel like I practice my songs every day, and not even just a project. I'm talking about like songs that's being written to this day, songs that haven't been recorded, songs that's already recorded but just not released. I practice all the time because I never want to be in a space where, I have an opportunity and it's like, if you would have just practiced that song, even though it's not released, give them an experience. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like my prep is my biggest, mantra, you can say. However, I do try to leave room for, I like to call it the performance gods, but I want to leave room for the spirit for me to just have fun. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and be energized because you put in all the work for the rehearsals, you put in all the work for recording and doing all these splits and making sure everybody get their credit and whatever. Now, when on stage, that's the fun part. That's the part where you get to just like, you get to present it in another way. And I do appreciate what you said earlier when you said like, taking in for what the listener, but when you see me live, that's just what you see with the eye. So that's a whole different experience. So if you came and see me live and you listen to Taking Off, I'm glad you'll be excited because you like that song, but now you're gonna see it in a whole new light because now you get to see it. And then with my visuals, as far as like videos, I try to give you a whole nother kind of experience. So you got three different mediums and three different kind of arenas the experience has in three different ways. So yes, so when it comes to performing, I just try to like stay prepared and then let's go. Cause I was just in New York yesterday. We just went out to New York. Me and my team, we walked around. I had the speaker and I would just like be rapping my song and then people would come around. Yo, what's this? And he was giving out cards. So it's like, it's real. It's not no specific thing, but I used to have a thing though. I used to eat like chocolate. I used to eat like my Snickers and Reese's Cup right before. And I realized I want to keep my undefeated streak of having no cavities. So yeah. Right? No cavities for the rest of my, I haven't had a cavity a day in my life. I'm trying to keep it that way. So that's why I stopped doing that. I still eat the chocolate, but not every show because I perform too much.
No, period. Especially like Halloween's coming up, and then you know that November 1st candy and everything's like 90% off and stuff.
Right,
Like
right, right.
it tries to get me. Luckily, God did not give me like a sweet tooth, and I'm super happy about that. Like I don't really care about sweets that much. Like, yeah, but I totally get that. For my friends that do, they love
Yeah.
November 1st, getting that candy and everything. But I like that because I think it shows like back to your artist.
Right. Back my mom.
Not
I
the
took this off.
candy. Like that's why like Beyonce is my favorite artist, you know, of all time. And I feel like after seeing her live, every time I see her, there might be a song on the track. When I think about like All Up in Your Mind from Renaissance, like I wasn't like a huge fan of that, but then seeing her perform it, I'm like, yeah, I love that song.
Change your
Last,
person.
right, it changes it. And then like the song Daughter from her Cowboy Carter album, I liked it when I heard it, but then like seeing her perform it, and then you got Blue up there, you got Rumi, her mom, and then you just get emotional. I'm just like, oh my God, like I can't listen to this song, I'm gonna start crying. So it's just, I love when artists like take that like extra step and like giving their fans like something that's unforgettable. So
Right. And that's essentially what we need to do as artists. Like, it's our job. If we're gonna say we're gonna be artists and we want fans to listen to us, why wouldn't we go the extra mile? You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't feel like you listen to this on your phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's the case, you could have just played it on your phone. You know what I'm saying? I'm literally in front of you. Let's make this an experience. And when you go home, exactly what you said. You might not like this song when you heard it, but me performing it, you're like, oh, wait, hold up. Now I got a different perspective now, you know?
Exactly. Since that you have so many performances, I want to know where can fans possibly see you next, like within like, especially with like 2025 ending in a couple months. Like, so where can we see you?
We have more updates on any other performances. You can follow me on Instagram, @_heads. We always update on my Instagram page. Also my production page, Static and Low Wi-Fi. We always have our updates on there as well. So if you need to find what my production page is, you could go to the link on my bio on my Instagram. You could just click it. It'll come down just like on my link tree. So we're just trying to do a better job of making sure that we're always, because we're doing so much. And wait, did you put that on the? Okay, make sure you update because people always want to know. So, and I like to do wide range of shows. You know what I'm saying? I love doing intimate stuff, but I've also performed at NJ Pack. So, I always say to me, like, there's no stage too small or too big for me, especially me being an independent artist. But I always pray that I keep that spirit because one day I'm going to sell out MetLife, but I also still want to do intimate coffee shops. I can't wait to do Tiny Desk. So you could definitely find October 3rd. We're gonna come shut it down. Comedy show. I'm excited. This was my third time doing it. The first time I did it, they called for an encore. They wanted me to come back on the stage. So we'll see.
Oh, absolutely. That's so cool. I definitely think a lot of people are going to tap into that too. I'll probably try to come as well because, like I said, I'm not too far. So that'll be really dope.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that I had a chance to talk to you today. It was such a great conversation.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time to just listen to my shenanigans. I know I got us all time. Like, why are you talking about cavities, bro? Like, what are you doing? I'm just playing, but I just like
No, great.
you gotta give a little personality. I make music all day. Yeah, I like to rap and I like to sing. Okay, who doesn't? You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to give a little something, but I do appreciate you taking the time interviewing me. Thank you so much for listening to the project. There will be more music coming. Thank you. I just thank you for real.